This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight, right now, around the world via the satellite and the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics and the construction workers too, we thank you for keeping America rolling. And not to forget about the bulk mail center as sorting the mail, as well as the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail in to be sorted. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers we have over there. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So, authorities in California have arrested a U.S. military veteran accused of plotting a California terror attack. Apparently, this young man had converted to the Islamic faith.
Yeah, he only converted about a month and a half ago, actually. Officially, he converted. But he had been posting some things on social media that caught the attention of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So they have been watching him for quite some time. And then they went undercover with him, necessarily responding to him in, you know, saying that he wanted to build these IEDs. He bought 3-inch nails as shrapnel because
right.
of how much it would really puncture the human body. He was watching the whole thing with the attack on the mosque in New Zealand. He wanted to bomb the Long Beach and Huntington Beach. It was quite the plot. He lived in Reseda. He was actually arrested last Friday. And he had slowly gone through the militancy, if you will, and then officially converted. I have the criminal complaint on him, although I have not read the whole thing yet, but it is quite the quite the summary of what the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the FBI did in order to get this guy. Essentially, what he was plotting, they were watching him, they were communicating with him that he didn't know who he was necessarily communicating with, but it was a plot that was certainly foiled, and a very good thing that it was.
Was he over on that social website Reddit again like this other guy was? The
I think that's probably possible that he was on Reddit, or that somebody was picking some things up on that, but he was perfectly fine, with martyrdom. He had bought apparently several firearms. He had a whole pile of magazines. He was deployed to Afghanistan from September of 2012 to January of 2013. It was based out of Fort Campbell at the time. He is to appear, his next appearance will be May the 31st to enter his plea. He's been ordered to stay in jail without bail until this next hearing. He wrote kind of a manifesto, if you will. He hated Jews. He hated Trump. He hated, you know, all kinds of stuff. So his family has already, for the most part, disowned him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from California, was he?
Yeah, Reseda.
Okay, wow, unbelievable. Well, there's two in the same week, although this guy didn't get a chance to do anything, thank God.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Indeed so.
All right, and then, of course, you know, these are for lack of better words, this is kind of like copycat stuff, right?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily copycat. Is that, you know, that probably helped his cause, if you will. I mean, he was certainly buying into jihad mm-hmm. early on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And before we go to break, I'm just going to throw this out there. Ron Kessler, who I've had on the show a number of times, highly celebrated author, written a lot of great books. He put out another article out there, again, confirming the fact that Joe Biden, on at least a dozen occasions, if not more, actually just walked out, hopped in his pole, swam naked in front of his female Secret Service agents, which leads more to the story about creepy Joe Biden.
That's right. Lots of things creepy about him. What a lot of people don't know either, and I actually interviewed the sheriff at the time in Delaware. I think Delaware's only got three or four counties, so that means they only got three or four sheriffs.
Right.
Many years ago, Biden's son was the attorney general.
Bo.
And he had worked to strip the sheriffs of any of their arrest powers and essentially sheriff's powers in the state of Delaware, and he was successful in doing so.
Wow. And of course he died of brain cancer, I believe, is what killed him. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, because the USCCA can help you to carry with confidence, knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Plus, if you get yourself into trouble having to defend yourself, they will supply you with an attorney. One simple telephone call and away you go, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. So if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll see a drop-down for a free gun a day giveaway. You want to sign up for that, and good luck to you, and I hope I can announce your name as a winner. And then after you do that, take a look at joining the USCCA, because they've got monthly memberships where you can join that way. And for doing so, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, and that means just exactly what it means. And don't forget that you also get the Concealed Carry magazine with that too, the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, where you get savings every month in the articles that are there. And it's the second year in a row that it's won national accolades for being one of the best gun and outdoor magazines in the country. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there on that page. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems that Mr. al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, is alive and well, as he's appeared in another video.
We don't know exactly when this video came out, but the video was, let's say, amended to include the Sri Lanka event. Because there's a kind of a splice that you can tell in the video that added the Sri Lanka event. And at least one of the bombers in Sri Lanka and possibly up to three others did go to Syria way back in 2014, were there for 3 or 4 months, and then went back to Sri Lanka.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they got some kind of inspiration or orders or whatever that's still being processed. But nonetheless, what is the other particular thing that Baghdadi mentioned in the video was that he had accepted the pledges of allegiance or loyalty by militant groups in Burkina Faso and Mali. It shows, as I mentioned on your show a couple nights ago, the caliphate, when it comes to land, obviously has been terminated. They don't have the land mass that they once had.
Correct.
They still are in the virtual caliphate world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the mission of the video from Baghdadi was really to say, haha, well, we're not gone yet by a long stretch, because obviously they're operating in Sri Lanka. They have loyalty soldiers in possibly India. India is looking at things very hard, and then still in North Africa, including, by the way, I would say Libya. We can't overlook Afghanistan either.
Right. And in terms of Libya, that seems to be busting wide open again there. ISIS, of course, being part of it. But the Libyan military, and I believe it's the person that we're supporting, isn't he about ready to launch an attack on Tripoli?
Well, we're trying. Yeah, kind of, sort of. I don't know. I don't know what really is happening there, but we have been supporting Khaftar for quite some time. In fact, I think we made him a U.S. citizen. He used to work for, he mm-hmm. lived in Virginia under U.S. protection for probably 20
that's
years.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then we sent him back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Mexico is kind of a unique place. I can remember, I want to say it was 2 or 3 years ago, when the cruise ships going out of Mexico suddenly had a port down there along the Yucatan that they decided to bypass because it was so very dangerous that they didn't want to put into port there anymore with all the different things that were happening there to the people that would get off the cruise ships and whatnot. So the president yesterday made a statement which got my attention. He said Mexico is one of the dangerous, most dangerous places in the world.
Well, I wouldn't call it one of the most dangerous places in the world. I mean, we've got certainly a lot of other countries that are a whole lot more dangerous.
Right.
And then you have to define danger. But, you know, least of which is, at this point, Venezuela. But you still have Syria. You still have Libya. You still have Afghanistan. You still have Iraq. Obviously, we have some issues that are going on in Sri Lanka. But, you know, what is particularly interesting is Trump's going to have to play this one fairly with some finesse with Mexico, because we have this trade deal that has not been ratified by the Senate. And so he has to be kind of careful so he doesn't unwind any of that on what he necessarily says about Mexico, especially with the new president there.
Now, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, long rumored to be leaving, tendered his letter of resignation effective May the 11th. No big shock there, but he will be leaving.
Correct.
So your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't subscribe to the groupthink. We're all, you know, we were told by conservative media that we're supposed to hate Mueller and we're supposed to hate Rod Rosenstein, mostly Rosenstein because he signed off on one of the FISA warrants. But I will tell you that if you listen, if you read his letter of resignation, he, for the most part, in a very tender way, but in a very assertive way, he didn't have any use for media. He also does, in fact, want to make America great because that's how he signed off the letter. But last week he gave a talk to the Armenian Public Servants Group, I think in New York, and he didn't have anything nice to say in that talk about the Obama administration for not doing what they needed to do with Russian interference. And he laid a lot of blame in the lap of the Obama White House, and rightly so. And as it turns out, you know, he, you know, was managing Mueller, and when you look at the Mueller report, you know, if you can't convict or charge Trump with any type of obstruction of justice or collusion, then there is no charge, which means there is nothing there. And so we, I would say, need to give some hat tip to Rosenstein. A lot of people were very angry at Mueller for the attorneys that he hired because I think he had 19 of them.
Yep.
But, you know, part B of the Mueller report, I think, was purely written by Andrew Weissman. I don't think it was even necessarily written by Mueller. So I think Mueller in some cases let that go and kind of pass the buck over to Congress. So that's where we are today. But, now when it comes to Bill Barr, he's supposed to testify this week to the Nadler committee.
Yep.
Now he is threatening not to do that because Nadler doesn't want any of his committee to ask the questions. He wants assigned attorneys to interrogate Barr, and that's what Barr is pushing back on. I'm here to answer questions for Congress and not a bunch of attorneys.
I agree. By the way, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock has been canceled. There are a lot of tears about that.
Yeah, because they can't make it happen.
Yeah, okie dokie. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for all the great articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
FBI agents prevented a terrorist attack in Los Angeles last Friday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says U.S. military veteran Mark Domingo wanted retribution for attacks on mosques in New Zealand.
Fortunately, the IEDs they planned to use weren't actual bombs. They were inert devices provided by the FBI that posed no danger to the public. They were delivered by a person Mr. Domingo thought was a Confederate, but who was in fact an undercover law enforcement officer.
Hanna says Domingo planned to set off explosives at several locations, Huntington Beach, the Port of Long Beach, and the Santa Monica Pier. He reportedly was targeting white nationalists, Jews, and churches. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, submitted his resignation letter to the White House Monday, effective May 11th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a sizable paycheck. And we'll tell you all about that in a second, because National Aviation Academy is going to tell you all about how they can help you. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a special message for all my listeners listening to me right now at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other bases across the country where our radio show is heard. And we did that on purpose. We got radio stations near selected military bases so that we could talk to the military. Now, there's an important date in your future coming up, and it's Friday, May the 31st, because that's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy classes in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you've heard me talking about them for about, 3 years, and NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. They also have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan. And the top 10% in aviation maintenance make well over $80,000 per year. So what are you waiting for?
And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Again, the website naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. How's that? Because you'll get the White Gloves tour, certainly, there. All right. Military news. The Army's latest iteration of night vision, which adds binocular vision, shifts green glow to the white and lets soldiers see their weapon sight in their device, will go to a unit this fall for completing the testing that's up there. And we'll see how that all works out. By the way, right now, it's tough. There's Army Ranger tough, and then there's the toughest of the tough. And a handful named the best Ranger as now the best Ranger competition is coming back into face for the Army. A 7-foot bronze statue of Ulysses S. Grant, General Ulysses S. Grant, former President of the United States as well, now stands at the U.S. Military Academy. It was unveiled over the weekend. And, of course, Ulysses S. Grant was a highly regarded military general, graduate of West Point, as well as a President of the United States after the Civil War. Now, the Army explosive experts have ginned up a smaller version of the thermite grenade that works like a tiny blowtorch, capable of cutting through steel obstacles, and they are now using that in different situations around the world. By the way, the Navy has announced that two Navy warships currently stationed in Japan with the U.S. 7th Fleet will be heading back to the United States. And another two ships stationed in the United States will be going over to Japan to be stationed there for a while. Also, an 18-year-old woman died during Navy boot camp this week, about 2 months after another female recruit's death, prompting a review by the Navy into training and safety procedure. And we'll see how all that plays out, and we'll let you know. Now, the former commander of the USS Fitzgerald is pushing back against a rebuke from the Secretary of the Navy, disputing major facts in the service's argument that he was criminally negligent leading up to the June 17, 2017 fatal collision, according to a copy of the April 26 rebuttal obtained by the United States Navy Intelligence News. Also, the former president, Lyndon B. Johnson's daughters, have christened a stealthy warship that bears his name by smashing bottles of champagne on it at the Bath Iron Works. And the police chief at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland's capital has been fired amidst allegations of sexual harassment. Here we go again. The Air Force is saying that they're expanding the ranks of airmen who can retrain into career enlisted aviator jobs in an effort to close the severe manning shortfalls in some of those career fields when it comes to the fact that they don't have enough pilots to fly their planes. And they also are going to bring urban training to Boise in Idaho, which has got some residents fighting mad. A group of Boise residents have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Air Force opposing the new urban warfare training program set to happen over their city and the surrounding area. Now, the Marines have fired a Virginia-based Marine colonel. He's become at least the second Marine commanding officer to be sacked this week over an investigation into personal misconduct. Again, we can only tell you what the story says. I don't want to dwell on it because I don't know what it's all about. Now, days after joining the Minnesota National Guard in January, a recruit with ties to white supremacists surfaced, and he logged into a chat room to discuss his future military career with a group of online friends scattered across the country, most of whom, we found out later, were white supremacists. Now, his days in the National Guard are, to say the least, over. And the Navy and the Coast Guard have awarded a Mississippi shipbuilder a contract that could be worth as much as $1.9 billion to build a new fleet of icebreakers desperately needed by the Coast Guard to complete the mission that they have to do up in the Arctic every winter and for about 9 months of the year when they have to go through there with the icebreakers and keep the shipping channels open. Also, overall military expenditures rose 2.6% between 2017 and 2018 to hit a total of $1.82 trillion, according to new research from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. That's rather interesting. And military officers with dreams of one day taking a greater role steering the United States on a world stage now have a new way to pursue that goal. The Johns Hopkins University has a new program training our officers now. By the way, John Bolton and President Trump want solo, not multi-party talks with North Korea. The U.S. has little interest in joining other countries in a multi-nation effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. U.S. says, nope, we'll go it alone, mano a mano, one-on-one. And President Donald Trump declared his intent to walk away from the 2014 arms trade treaty, the most symbolic move so far, but one that draws condemnation from a bunch of his advocates around a country, which, of course, you might think that it would do something like that. And repeating a story from earlier, reports are surfacing that former Secretary of Defense James Mattis may have played a role in preventing the United States from getting into a war with North Korea by ignoring orders from the White House, according to a new report. And all of that is exactly what it is, food for thought, as we get ready to tell you that coming up here in the next segment, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, don't forget today, I will be over at the Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway and just north of the Tampa International Airport. Stop by. We'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30. Look forward to seeing you. And we always have a very interesting and stimulating conversation with the folks that are there. So I look forward to seeing you if you can make it today. Otherwise, Thursday, I'll be down in Bradenton at the Mix and Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe for lunch down there in Bradenton. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96-
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and thank you very much, Donna. And joining us right now is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, you are probably in. You don't drink coffee, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, well, you're probably enjoying a nice, hot, delicious cup of coffee right now, right?
Not yet. I have coffee a little bit later.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I hope you've done something to calm your nerves, because when I read this and a lot of people hear me, what I'm about to talk about with you, they're going to go, oh my God, what's going on now? But the U.S. economy, according to the Atlanta Fed, sees the second quarter GDP growing at only 1.3%, which is half what they predicted last time around at 2.7. They weren't wrong then. I think they were wrong then. I think they're going to be wrong this time again.
Yeah, again, is it going to change what you're going to do over the course of the day? I certainly hope not. They give their best guesses out there. Right now, you get all these economists out there that don't know what's going on, because all of their models and the Phillips curve in regards to inflation and growth thrown completely out the window because they're not working. They don't understand why we're not having inflationary pressures based upon the jobs numbers that we have seen and the type of growth that we're seeing. So why even bother paying attention to the nonsense? It's silly.
Okay, and something else that may also be in that category is Berkshire Hathaway, because two longtime analysts of Berkshire Hathaway appear deeply divided over prospects for the company, led since 1965 by billionaire Warren Buffett. And the question is Buffett still a buy?
Well, I mean, Berkshire Hathaway is a long-term type of a conglomerate. It's different than other things because it also invests in a lot of private companies as well. They run a great business over there. I don't have much problem. Obviously, there's going to be some concern about the next generation coming in and taking over. But long-term, I really don't see much problem with Berkshire.
Now, Google is quite a company, and Google's parents' revenue rose at the slowest pace in 3 years. I don't know what that means, but a lot of people seem to be concerned about that right now.
Well, they're getting a little bit more competition out there. And it's, again, the first time we've kind of seen these types of competition affecting Google, and there's some cracks there. One of their biggest businesses out there is actually one of the biggest profit centers for Amazon, which is their cloud-based computing service, which is basically what they do. And Amazon's involved in that business also. So, yeah, I mean, competition is starting to hit them to some degree, and they're going to have to adjust.
Now, one of the big things right now in Internet land is streaming. And there's a streaming war seen on the horizon right now for two big companies that are big in that. One is Netflix, the other is Disney.
Well, that's not just those two. There's Hulu. There's many others out there that are involved in this industry, and there's concerns where, you know, other networks are going to start taking back their content from Netflix and saying, listen, you can't have our shows anymore. We're going to do our own streaming service. So there's going to be a big shakeup within this industry within the next year or two.
Now, Disney was about to buy somebody else this week, weren't they?
I'm not sure who they were going to buy.
Yeah, there was some company they were going to buy. It was another streaming company that they were looking at. I don't quite remember who it was, and I don't see it in front of me.
Comcast selling their portion of Hulu. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
As far as another big streaming service out there, I'm not sure. Apple's still going to be a player in this also because of the platform that they have, and people thinking that they may start buying up one of these things, maybe purchase Netflix if the value comes down.
Now, farmer income has dropped the most since 2016 on what's being described a trade war, but there's also something else people fail to recognize, and that's this winter that we've had with this weather and a lot of the crops that were just absolutely wiped out, including the storage of some corn and soybean where we had the massive flooding.
Well, I mean, that hurts, but sometimes you also see that it also raises the price of the commodities, which can make whatever they have more, more valuable because there's less of it, which can be beneficial to some of the farmers out there. Yeah, the trade issues have definitely been a factor when it comes to farms, and hopefully, they'll come to some sort of sooner rather than later come to some sort of agreement in regards to trade.
Now, people right now, and I heard this from somebody yesterday that was talking about giving stock advice out there, and I know that's not necessarily what you do, but here was their reasoning. They said because the economy is picking up and some different areas are getting a little bit, things are starting to look better, it's a great time to buy transport stocks because these trucking companies and transport companies that may be down right now are going to have a lot more to do with all the anticipation business that they expect to have.
Well, I mean, people always look to freight, and it's not just trucking, but it's also shipping as well, and kind of look at how the economy is doing. I think when many of the trucking and shipping industries, people kind of in a wait and see mode to see whether or not they're going to go by the way of autonomous cars. I think we're a lot farther off than most say we're going to be in regards to that, but it is a good way of judging and a bit of a bellwether when it comes to the overall economy.
Now, we do have some more manufacturing plants coming back from Mexico to the United States, and the president made a comment the other day about it, and it is true. They are coming back to the United States, which is a good thing for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure what plants you're talking about right now. It's always good when the companies want to come back and hire here in the United States and bring the businesses back. So hopefully that'll continue.
Well, one of them is Levi Strauss is moving back into San Antonio. They moved out of San Antonio a few years ago and went south of the border. Now they're coming back to San Antonio.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go. The Standard & Poor 500 posted another record high. I mean, they've extended their 2019 rally. I'm looking at the futures right now in front of me. They're down 1.62 for the day, but still they're way up for the year, and that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, markets came down at the end of 2018 for, you know, whatever type of reason. They tried to spook the markets to the downside. They've come back from most of that and a little bit further from that. We got to see whether or not that this, whether the rally can be sustained, moving forward. And it's going to obviously have to do with, profits and taking a look at, corporate profitability moving forward. I think you eventually get to some sort of trade deal that's done that'll definitely give, a little bit of a booster shot to the markets as a whole.
Now, retirement right now is, and some people might use the word iffy, depending on what it is that you're doing, whether or not you've got a 401k or a KEO or a Roth or some sort of defined plan. Retirement right now can either be pretty good or not so good, right?
Well, it depends on your preparation, like anything else. You know, it's Social Security and Medicare, they weren't designed to be retirement plans, if people take them as such. I mean, if you decide you want to retire and you want to stop working at some point in time, you should prepare for that moment and put money away. We try to teach people that a lifetime of preparing for opportunities is the way to look at things, where you're not setting certain dates and you're not doing various different things, but you're preparing and you're putting money away and you're investing money over time. So if an opportunity comes to pass, you could take it.
Yeah, well, it's just like anything else. You know, people, some days they're doing really good, and some people, some days they're not. That's the way the stock market kind of crumbles, right?
Well, no. I mean, when the stock market is down, that's actually, if you're a long-term investor and you're putting money away every month, those are some of your best days, because then you're able to get things that are on sale. That's how you have to look at stuff. You can't look at it on a short-term basis.
Mm. Now, the other thing is the movie stars seem to be doing a lot of watching of the stock markets and things right now. Kamala Harris certainly talking about different taxes because everything is going so good, and the big people making all the money can afford to pay a little bit more to help out all the people on the other end of the thing. I mean, we keep hearing that over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, again, that they don't have anything new. So they're going to keep going back to the same old song and dance. And again, they have to learn how to maybe just take a math class or two and try to figure out how it all
works. I know you're disappointed because the 50th anniversary of Woodstock has been canceled.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Woodstock was anyway. They lied about that.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right,
Chris Markowski. Yeah, I had to throw that in there because he's up in New York, and that's where Woodstock is. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a deal. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.